News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 22nd of November, Anno Domini 2003, and you are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And we'll be bringing you, about an hour and 15 minutes?
Not bad for a show that was supposed to start at 4.
Now. Of 4-ish.
Couldn't Syracuse lose faster?
Yeah, I know it. They did, but they got to...
Not much faster, no.
But then they get on, and they got to say how bad they lost. They lost, so just... Right. Cut it loose.
We don't want to drag it on too long.
They did for 45 minutes.
But we're going to give you about an hour and change of phone calls and news and information and contests and all kinds of stuff. We'll start with the news and we'll start with Steve.
We had some good news this week. Apple has issued a couple of security holes that we reported on here a few weeks ago.
Issued a couple of security holes?
Excuse me, didn't they
do that already?
Issued some fixes for the security holes that were
previously
issued.
Oh, already issued.
He said that.
They also issued an update to the system software, version 10.3.1, that fixes the FireWire bug that we talked about earlier. So if you're using an external FireWire 800 drive, you don't have to worry too much about that anymore with this new system update. The other thing that was very, very surprising this week is we had a new model of iMac released, the flat panel iMac that's been so popular. We now have a 20-inch version. And we thought the 17-inch monitor was huge on top of that arm. They now released the 20-inch cinematic version, they're calling it.
Cinematic? Whoa.
Cinematic, yeah. We have flat screen, widescreen, and now cinematic screen.
Very nice.
20-inch screen, G4, 1.25 gigahertz for $21.99. The be-all, end-all, now.
Right.
But yeah. Today,
we've had several people who recently bought 17s go, darn, I wish I'd have known. I'd have waited.
Well, right.
We're in the unfortunate position that Apple doesn't even tell us. We had to read about it on the news before we knew what was happening.
It's worse when your customers come in and tell you about it.
Yeah. And then the other change they made is on the PowerMac G5, they added a second processor to the 1.8 configuration. So now it's a dual 1.8 and then a dual 2.0 on top. And they lowered the price of the 1.6 model. So it's only been on the market for a couple of months now, and they're making it faster and cheaper.
Nice. For those who didn't buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So if you're still waiting for the backlog to clear, it's pretty much cleared.
Yeah, right. Grab it now.
Yep.
All right. Dave.
Okay, unless you've been living underneath a rock, there's a virus that's been going out, and it's been in the news pretty much quite a bit. It's called W32 Me Mail. And what it is it's an attachment that comes onto an email that's warning you that your PayPal account has expired or is about to expire. And they're telling you to click on this file, and what it does, it looks pretty official, too, because it opens it up, and they more or less just did a screen capture of PayPal, and they're asking you for all your personal information, like your credit card information, your mother's maiden name or other CVV code.
Which are basically things that PayPal would ask for if you need to renew your account.
Yeah, but they won't do it. I mean, normally they wait until you're on to that particular site. They won't email you. They'll notify you once you're on there, and if you were trying to use PayPal the next time, they would warn you that the next time you go to try to use your actual PayPal account, it would say, oh, you're expired, you got to renew. They don't send out mass emailing saying, oh, we're going to, your account's doing. They don't care because you might not use, PayPal for a couple of years. And that's when you go to use it again that they would notify you. So, again, get your virus software updated because there's already two other generations of the spinoff of the original virus. Again, just copycat kids that have no idea what the heck to do. So they sit there and try to clone it, make a small adjustment, and call it their name. Yeah, right.
Ridiculous. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallard, me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Chase Pitkin introduces from American Fluorescence the zero-degree shop light. Perfect for garages, basements, utility rooms, because the zero-degree shop light starts up instantly in temperatures as low as 0 degrees. It's Energy Star approved, saving up to 20% in energy costs over conventional fluorescent light fixtures. You'll appreciate its no-noise operation. The zero-degree shop light, new at Chase Pitkin.
It's 1962. JFK is in the White House. John Glenn is in space. And 16-year-old Tracy Turnblad has a dream as big as her hair.
Hey, mama, look around. Everybody's moving to a brand new sound.
Hairspray, hey, mama, direct from Broadway. It's this year's Tony Award-winning Best Musical. The musical that answers the question, can a big girl with really big hair make an even bigger difference in the world? Don't miss your chance to see Broadway's great, big, fat, gorgeous hit. Hairspray. As New York Magazine says, so many numbers bring down the house, it's a wonder the theater is still standing. On Broadway, ticket buyers wait months to get tickets, but you don't have to.
The M&T Broadway season welcomes Hairspray, opening November 18th at the new Auditorium Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticket Express and Ticketmaster, or call 232-1900.
Original cast recording on Sony Classical.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, an independent organization that rates crash test performance, has released a statement saying, quote, "The Subaru Forester is the best small SUV we've ever tested. It demonstrates what can be accomplished when a manufacturer makes safety a priority," end quote. Strong praise indeed. The Subaru Forester is driven by determination to keep you and your family as safe as possible. It comes with more standard safety features than any vehicle in its class. And with the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system, it works to help you avoid a crash in the first place. The Subaru Forester, driven by protective instincts. Subaru, driven by what's inside.
Now get 0% APR financing on most 2004 Subaru models, including the Forester. Length of contract is limited, subject to credit and insurance approval. Must take delivery from dealer stock by December 1st, 2003. See participating dealer for details.
Time Warner Cable presents The Music of Guys and Dolls to benefit AIDS Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Eastman Theater. An unprecedented collaboration of Jiva Theater Center, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, and Rochester Opera Factory. Tickets on sale now at the RPO box office. Call 454-2100, online at rpo.org, or at any Wegmans video department.
Hi, this is Jeff Tyson, and I'd like to invite you to an incredible evening of music and song with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra to do our benefit for AIDS Rochester. It's the great music of Guys and Dolls. You'll never hear it like this again, in concert with the entire Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra and some great singers and vocalists and some great acting. This will be a night to remember. Please come and join us.
The Music of Guys and Dolls to benefit AIDS Rochester. 20 years of caring. Thursday, December 4th at the Eastman Theater. Sponsored by Wegmans with support from WHAM.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 1220 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
All right, let me get some news in here before we go to the top of the hour, and then we'll take your calls. A couple of things that are interesting here. Users have been reporting problems with some of the security patches and other updates recently released by Microsoft. The cumulative security update for Internet Explorer introduced bugs involving the scroll bar. After the patch is applied, the page scrolls up or down twice when the user clicks on the empty areas of the scroll bar. Microsoft is aware of the problem. I think we'll all sleep better tonight knowing that.
Uh-huh.
Two other problems with the patch have arisen. When the scroll bar is clicked, text selected on the page is deselected. Also, some of the internal Java-like features, resize by, resize to, and a couple of others, the move to function, generate an access denied error. So it's That's an interesting problem. The other neat thing that happened this week, I don't know how neat it is, but the United States government, the House of Representatives, has voted overwhelmingly for a bill to outlaw Internet spam and create a do-not-spam registry for those who do not wish to receive unsolicited junk email.
Yep.
Basically, the idea is if you spam, the government is going to come after you. Well, that's assuming you're stupid enough to spam inside the United States.
Right. That's what you say.
It takes one phone call, and a half minutes, and 20 bucks to set up an overseas account.
And how do they define spam?
This is the best part. This is the best part.
You can't send tasty Hormel meat products through the mail anymore?
No, not through email, no. Not that you ever
could. Shove it into your computer.
Shove it in. Here's the deal. Anybody can spam you. The law says that now.
Yeah, freedom of speech.
Anybody can spam you. If you don't want spam, you write back and say, please don't spam me.
Yeah, right.
And they won't, but someone else will.
But what that really means, of course, is that now they have a live human being at the other end who is known to read his or her email in order to find that address.
Don't you
think? That's golden. You don't think they're not going to sell that to everybody else on Earth? Absolutely.
You got that right.
All answering one of these things is going to do is generate more spam. Getting on the Do Not Spam registry, think about it. I go to the government and say, you know what, I'm a commercial emailer and I want that list so I make sure I don't. You know, because I'm a good doobie, and I
and what are they going to do with the list?
They give it to me. They give me the list. I then make that call to somebody in Russia or wherever and say, I want to be on your server. How much is it going to cost me? $20 a year. Great. Now I'm sending spam from Russia. Go ahead and stop me.
Yeah.
Go ahead and stop me. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallard, me, Nick Francesco, you and your phone calls on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's Christmas in November at the Red Osier Landmark Restaurant. Throughout November, with each $50 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate you order, you'll receive free a $20 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate, redeemable in January, February, or March 2004. Certain restrictions apply. What a great gift. Order a $50 Red Osier dinner certificate and receive a $20 gift certificate free. Call the Red Osier today to place your Christmas order toll-free, 1-888-343-6972 or redosier.com. Look for Red Osier Oven Roasted Beef at your favorite deli.
Digital clock, new laptop, some gadget they have not got.
Buy your gadgets now at Radio Shack and get a present for you. 2 movie tickets.
Woohoo!
Just use your MasterCard for any Radio Shack purchase of $50 or more to get 2 movie tickets. You can even use your tickets to see Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat in theaters this holiday season. It's easy, not hard. So use your MasterCard at participating Radio Shacks for
radio control cars, new binoculars.
Open to legal U.S. resident MasterCard cardholders 18 older. See store for terms and conditions. Valid while supplies last. Restricted supply and 12/24/03.
I like my theater magical.
Ah, the sounds of the holiday season. Children laughing, carolers singing, gifts being wrapped.
Humbug!
There's no better way to celebrate the spirit of the holiday season than with the critically acclaimed production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing at Jiva Theatre Centre beginning November 28th. Taking a step back in time with its spectacular sets, Victorian costumes, and enchanting musical score, A Christmas Carol is a Rochester holiday tradition. Past production sold out quickly, so be sure to order your tickets early. Don't forget to ask about special half-price children's tickets.
At those prices, even a Scrooge can be happy.
Tickets are on sale now at the Jiva box office by calling 232-JIVA or at jivatheatre.org. A Christmas Carol is co-produced by M&T Bank, Paytech Communications, and Service Master of Rochester. Special thanks to American Airlines. Coach has more class. A Christmas Carol, on stage from November 28th through December 28th. Jiva Theatre Centre, where you can be more playful.
Rush is back. Listen weekdays, 2 till 5, only on News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
Clear channel worldwide.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. 40 million seniors may be paying closer to normal attention to what's going on in Washington. It's a pocketbook issue being debated. Here's CBS News reporter Tom Foti.
Just hours after the House approved the Medicare prescription drug bill in an overnight marathon dance of roll call and arm twisting, the Senate started its debate. Among those in favor, Arizona Republican John Kyle.
We know that we need to add prescription drug coverage for our seniors.
But West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd says this bill won't do it.
This bill does nothing. Zilch. To help reduce the price of prescription drugs.
Still, Kyle says,
at the end of the day, this is the best that we're going to do.
The Senate planning to stay at this pretty much through the weekend. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Twin suicide bombings in Iraq today. CBS News reporter Lisa Barron says at least 14 people are dead.
In the northern market town of Khan Bani Saad, a car sped towards a police station and detonated as Iraqi police opened fire on it, according to U.S. soldiers at the scene. Another suicide bomber targeted the main police headquarters in the nearby town of Akuba. Some witnesses say the attacker was wearing a police uniform, apparently in disguise, as he drove towards the building. The mayor of Khan Bani Saad said guerrillas had recently threatened local police, seemed to be cooperating with the United States. Lisa Barron, CBS News, Baghdad.
A DHL cargo plane had taken off from Baghdad International Airport, headed for Bahrain. The pilot turned back with smoke trailing from a wing. That Airbus was hit by a surface-to-air missile, but the jet did land safely. Pausing today at Dealey Plaza in Dallas, 40 years since John F. Kennedy was assassinated there.
I remember my principal coming in and saying the president has been shot.
They closed the store and we all left.
I was a pediatrician seeing babies on an Air Force base. And all hell broke loose when that happened.
CBS News correspondent Dan Revive with some perspective on JFK.
I believe he died at age 46. We lost a young president with new ideas.
This decade is out of landing a man on the moon.
I think he was the most inspired president we've had in modern history.
Helen Thomas, a reporter at the White House for over 40 years.
He had vision. Anyone who would say we're going to land men on the moon in a decade, I mean, that is an incredible goal. It wasn't science fiction. We did it.
Ask not what your country...
Imagine if he had survived and had a second term, says presidential historian Alan Lichtman.
If we speculate about all the wonderful things that would have followed, then he emerges as a truly great American president.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
Huge cleanup today in West Virginia when the Ohio River crested about 2.5 feet over flood stage. 2,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. Today, about 70 roads in the state are still shut down. Some public water supplies are providing nothing when customers turn the tap. This is CBS News.
Hey, are you a travel junkie? Get your travel fix with Travelocity. Pick a flight, pick a hotel, then book them together. You'll save an average of $155 per person. For travel junkies, that's a real trip. Call 888-TRAVELOCITY or visit Travelocity.com, AOL keyword, travel. Based on double occupancy, see site for details.
I'd like to show you these new Comfort Fit waist pants from Haggar. I know you can't see them, but that's okay. They look like regular dress pants and khakis, except they're definitely not regular pants. They have this great hidden flexible waist that is very, very comfortable. It moves in and out with your waist for a perfect fit all the time. There are other things that I'd like to show you, but you see, I'm in here and, well, you're out there. Comfort Fit waist pants for men and women, only from Haggar.
What does $15 buy today? A nice lunch, half a tank of gas to get you around town. For just $15 more a month, Frontier can get you around the country. That's right, Frontier has truly unlimited long distance for as little as $15 a month. Forget nights and weekends after 8 p.m. or friends and family restrictions. Call anyone, anytime, anywhere in the USA. Call 777-SAVE for unlimited long distance at an unbelievable price. That's 777-SAVE. A-V-E.
Rico. Cash.
Now, through December 31st, Rico is offering cash back on two of our most popular color laser printers.
Simoleon.
$400 back on the CL7000 or $200 back on the CL3000.
Snaggers.
Visit your Rico reseller or RicoRebate.com. That's R-I-C-O-H rebate.com.
Rico.
How well do you...
Prince, coffee, skin, facts.
How well do you share?
In a perfect world, Christmas lights would only burn bright.
not burn out. And your pet wouldn't think every ornament is a chew toy. But the world isn't perfect. So there's Walgreens. Open late, many 24 hours, and right around the corner with light sets, trees, and ornaments you need to make the holiday season worry-free. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected Royal Dance cookies and Hershey's Pot of Gold are buy one, get another of equal value free.
If you're thinking about retirement or already enjoying it, consider making your home at Seneca Towers, offering a number of pleasant, affordable homes for people 55 and older. We offer a long list of amenities. If you're on the go, we're on the major bus lines. Plus, we have a wide range of activities scheduled monthly, including trips and parties. And if the weather keeps you from going out, you can enjoy our fitness center, hair salon, and convenience store with good friends just down the hall. Utilities are included along with 24-hour maintenance and security. To learn more, call Carol at 467-3727 and ask about our rental specials. Apartments shown daily, Wednesdays until 6. At Seneca Towers, you won't just find a place to live, you'll find a home. Seneca Towers, above it all. Furnished and unfurnished one-bedrooms are now available with unfurnished units starting at just $408 a month.
Sign a new one-year lease on a one-bedroom apartment by November 23rd and receive your first month's rent free.
Here's the WHAM radar weather for Rochester and Western New York for the remainder of the evening hours. Expect increasing clouds, but a calm and quiet evening around here. We'll see temperatures cooling down to the 40s. For your day tomorrow, you can expect sunshine with high clouds, kind of a hazy sunshine, but a very warm Sunday. High temperatures will be in the mid-60s by the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, winds increase, and lows in the 40s. This is WHAM News Source 13 meteorologist Richard McCullough.
Legal questions or comments? Then be sure to join me, Rochester attorney Frank Sigelski, for Answers for the Injured this Sunday night at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to Soundbites. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller on the board.
And we're going to the phones now. There are a couple of lines still open, so you can give us a call. We're going to go to Len from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Len. What's your question?
Okay, guys. Just wanted to give you a comment about your advice last week about RegClean.
Okay.
I went to Google.com, and I was able to download version 4.1a. Now, that didn't work on Windows XP Pro to do anything. So what I ended up doing instead is I ended up going to a site called TweakXP.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down on the left-hand pane of the screen, and there is a various list of tweaks, and I went under miscellaneous tweaks, and there's one called uninstall list.
Yeah.
And that worked very well for me as far
Great.
As being able to uninstall things.
Excellent.
Great.
Just wanted to let you know. So
no,
if you guys
appreciate
have any
that.
Questions.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes the older programs don't get updated for the newer
yeah.
OSs.
Guys,
Len.
You got a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you. Our next caller, Brian from Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Well, my question is, in startup, you see Windows saying that 16 megabytes of memory is shared. What happens when you move that to 32? Is that good or bad?
What that's probably being used for is, in other words, on the startup screen, you'll see your memory, and then it'll say plus. And then it's the 16 meg.
Right, 16 meg shared.
That's being shared with the video memory.
So if I bump that to 32, is that better for the video? Or?
Yeah.
You can display more colors on your video, but then there's less memory for a program to use.
Right.
How much
total you must
memory?
Have a built-on video card.
Yeah.
How much total memory do you have?
256.
Then I would lower the video memory to 8 megs.
Really?
You need to have enough system memory to run your programs before you worry about the video memory.
Do you play a lot of games?
I play Quake Online.
Then you really want to get yourself more memory.
Okay.
Bump it up. What operating system are you running?
98 SE.
No, okay.
No, okay. No.
Ignore what I said.
Ignore, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go beyond
256. Isn't gonna help you.
Yeah, no.
Moving it down to 8 meg isn't going to help you.
You've got 256 right now?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you could go ahead and bump it up to, what is it at now, 16?
Well, it was at 16. I did put it at 32.
Yeah, that's fine.
As long as you don't run anything else while you're running Quake, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, one other quick question about the AVG antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
When I first installed it, I noticed on boot up it gave me the screen you could see, and it said no memories found in virus. It was a big, or no virus. Was found in memory. It was a big blue screen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I don't see that anymore.
It's usually a preference to show splash screen at startup or something like that.
Yeah, and you may have turned that off at some point. Also, it's only on the very first boot. On the very first boot, it always does a thorough scan of your whole system.
Okay.
And when you check the, is it updating?
Yeah, it's updating.
Okay, then you're golden.
You should be fine.
I just wondered where it went. It kind of scared me. Didn't think they'd take that away in the update. I didn't change any options.
As long as you see it in the taskbar, you're good to go.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very, very much. It's interesting to note that a lot of people are asking us regularly about, you know, the stuff you talk about is great, but I can't afford it. AVG is a free antivirus program. It seems to be very good. I'm actually running it at home, and I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah.
Although it takes a little bit.
Well.
It takes a little bit to find the free version. It's free for personal use. They do make commercial versions for, you know, corporations and whatnot.
Right.
So you
and
have
of
to scroll down the list a little bit.
Right, because they will aim you at the commercial version, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
But there is a free version. You can get it at grisoft.com, GRISOFT, and it's on our website under AVG.
Security Tango.
It's under the Security Tango. If you go to my website, asknick.com/security. No, slash tango. .php. Oh, yeah, and I put it on the soundbites. That's right, I did put it on the soundbite site. If you go to soundbites.org, although, of course, I'd love to have you go to asknick.com. That's asknick.com. But you can go to soundbites.org/tango.php, and you can see the Security Tango.
Well,
wait
a minute. Since we're going to do plugs anyways, I want to just let the public know, as of December 1st, NWrite PC Management is going to be moving from our current location to 70 Empire Boulevard. If you get off the 590, it's 0.6 miles west on Empire Boulevard. We're right near St. Ambrose Church. If you, it's on the same side of the road as Dan's Crash. So if you go up past it, you'll hit Donuts Delight. You can always pick up some donuts.
How many
turn
more
around,
places are we going to plug?
Turn around, come back. Well, no, it's...
Yay!
You can come pick up some donuts, bring them back,
bring
and we'll pay you for them at the shop.
Computer. Yeah, get the computer.
It's, like I say, 70 Empire Boulevard, and we will be moving there as of December 1st.
And I guess speaking of moving, Jesse Griffith is going to be opening a new retail location in Victor, near Eastview Mall, in early spring. We are actually looking for technicians right now, but we will be looking for sales clerks and whatnot. As we get more into the new year.
Mac and PC.
Mac and PC, yes.
So if you are a Mac and or PC technician, folks at Jesse Group would love to have your resume. AskNick.com lives in cyberspace and hopefully isn't going anywhere for a very long time. Back to the phone.
There is no physical presence, and you can't track
him
down.
Even your wife was glad because it was closer for her to drop off the coffee to my shop.
And we got someplace to go for coffee after church.
Yeah.
Sure.
Our
next caller is Dennis from Rochester. Welcome, Dennis.
Hi, guys. I wanted to ask you about SpyBot. I've got three different Windows 98 second edition machines. I've installed SpyBot on all three, and on all three, it does not allow me to update. I can do the install, but then when I go check for updates, it says there are some, but it does not let me install them. Any thoughts on that?
What happens when you try?
Nothing. It doesn't, there's no downloading that occurs. Just, you know, I'm watching my two little...
What antivirus software are you running?
Norton.
And it's up to date?
Yeah,
what? Are you, you'd swear to that on a stack of Bibles?
Well, not exactly.
No.
It expired October 15th, and I haven't done anything since.
But I
did the SpyBot thing, you know, not long after that.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing. You could have, if your antivirus software ran out, you could have some of the other, like the Kles viruses and that are out there and other iterations of it, which will literally stop you from installing or updating any type of programs like that, including antivirus, spyware, pop-ups, and all that good stuff.
But actually, now that you mention it, on the other machine I'm running AVG or whatever that is, the free one, and that's updated all the time, and it's still the same problem on that machine, too.
Well, when you do a search for updates, you see them and they're checked.
Yes, correct.
And then you click download updates and nothing happens?
Nothing happened. Not a thing.
What version of an Internet Explorer are you running?
5.5.
I just did this morning, and it isn't much of an indication, but after you click it, you should see those check marks go away.
No, that doesn't happen. I don't see. You know how you have your little two computer screens? Because I got dial-up, and I've got the two little computer screens that are connected by a wire, you know, down in the on the taskbar, whatever you call that thing.
Right.
System tray.
Yeah.
And they don't light up, nothing happens, and I can sit there for an hour, and it's the, and I can't, in fact, everything, in fact, I actually have to, I'm not mistaken, I got to do Control-Alt-Delete to get out of the, because it's been a while since I've done it.
If you click Show Log, what do you get?
Oh, boy.
Well, take a look at that, and if it says there's an error, if it doesn't say downloaded update info file, or it shows you've got an error, it just could be a bad installation.
No, I've uninstalled and reinstalled a couple of times, too.
Yeah, but from the same downloaded file, right?
Yeah.
Try downloading another copy.
Okay, that's a thought.
But check the click show log on the update page.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show log button. Try that.
Okay, I thought maybe you guys had heard of some known problem and you could tell me how to fix it right off.
No, I don't know of any problems with it, but again, without checking that log, I'm not entirely certain what to tell you.
Okay, great, thanks for your help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.
Our next caller, Rich, from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Rich, what's your question?
Hi, this is my problem. I have several computers at home hooked to a home network and I'm using Roadrunner. I have a Linksys router, and everything's been working fine for quite some time. One box is XP, the other one is 2000, and for some reason, I no longer can retrieve my email from the 2000 box. It what it does is it just gives me an error message talking about a timeout issue, but it won't. I can send mail to the smtp-server.rochester.ro.com, but I can't retrieve mail from pop-server.rochester.ro.com from that machine.
You may want to check the spelling. And in fact, what we've even seen sometimes is go into your account setup and actually delete the server names and retype them.
I did. I deleted that account, created a new account a couple of times, and it still does the same thing. It starts to load the mail, and then it stops, and then it just times out. And I even set up another machine with XP on the same network, and was able to configure it, retrieve my mail, no problem. But on a 2000 box, no matter how many times I delete the account and create new ones, it will allow me to send mail, but it won't allow me to retrieve it. And it just gives me the same error message about
you might
timeout.
What email program are you running?
It's Outlook Express.
One thing I would suggest, Rich, is on that one, the 2000 machine, what you might want to do is go into the control panel and under the networking, uninstall all the networking.
Well, before you go that far, do web pages work?
Every other aspect of networking works fine.
There's not the internet layer. Do you have a firewall installed?
I have the Linksys router, and that has,
Do you have a firewall on that 2000 machine that may be blocking the mail?
No, I don't have any firewall software on there, and I looked at the router configuration, and there's nothing, blocking any particular IP address or.
Rich, you on the 2000 box?
Yes.
On the drive that has Outlook Express?
Yes.
How much space do you have left?
I should have plenty of space, but, you know, it's possible that I can't believe that I must have 10 gigabytes left, I would guess.
And is that the only drive in the system?
Yes.
You try opening a command window and pinging the server by name. If the ping doesn't work, then there is something weird going on with the networking layer. But if the ping does work, then it's something weird going on in Outlook.
Yeah, but well, which is more likely. But you've set it up exactly like the Outlook Express on the XP box.
Yes, I went back through and checked. I went to the Roadrunner website and double-checked to make sure that I had that the servers hadn't changed or there were... You know, it's using the port numbers 25 and 110. Okay. Which
are they the same versions of Outlook Express 6?
Yes, they've all got you know, been updated from Windows Update, and I have IE6 SP1.
Rich, you know what it sounds like to me is that Outlook is damaged in some way.
That's why I was going to say, Jess, why not download what you can get free is like Eudora. And just try Eudora. Set that up quick and try retrieving a couple messages from there. Something
okay.
in the registry is messed up that Outlook, and to be honest with you, I don't care for Outlook anyways, because that's where 99% of the viruses come through anyway.
Okay.
I would suggest uninstalling and reinstalling Outlook,
but
you
can't
sort of can't do that.
But I would suggest that you try another email program just to prove to yourself the problem is Outlook.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Okie doke.
And it would probably be better than not just using Outlook as opposed to Outlook Express.
Outlook might work, but you have the same problem with viruses and the fact that it's a target for so many of them. But, yeah, give that a try.
Okay,
and any other email program, give that a try. We have to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enreich, Steve Ray, Craig Shellard, me, Nick Francesco, all of you. Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
Anytime's a good time to send your best wishes to a friend, family, or business acquaintance. So, send them those delicious Zweigel's Hots. Zweigel's quality sauces since 1880 is delivered anywhere in the continental USA within 3 days or less, guaranteed. To send your package of Zweigel's Hots, click on wham1180.com or call Caliber Sellers New York Style Deli at 235-7860. Wham1180.com or phone 235-7860. Do it now.
Duty. Neighbors united for the common good. Honor. The faith that dedication to a noble cause is right, just, and good. Country. A vow to support our nation's people during desperate times. Duty. Honor. Country. We're the Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
The Army National Guard. You can.
Sponsored by the New York National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Doan delivers Oldsmobile. Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile delivers incredible savings on every brand new Oldsmobile in stock. Drive away today in a brand new 2004 Olds Alero GX sedan, loaded with auto, air, tilt, cruise, CD stereo, and power locks. Sign and drive for just $229 a month with a 48-month smart buy, includes tax. And only Oldsmobile comes with more, a 5-year, 60,000-mile GM protection plan, or choose additional cash on our entire line. See DoanDelivers.com for details. Length of contract is limited. GM protection plan offer ends 10-104. Are you in the market? Get in an Oldsmobile. Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile, 5035 West Ridge Road. Just 5 minutes west of the mall. Backed by GM. See DoanDelivers.com for details.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
One. One is a number that everyone is searching for. Long Pond Auto Body is the one.
One.
One location in Greece for over 20 years.
One.
One of the most advanced, clean collision repair facilities around. Plus, you know, one of the owners are always there. So the next time your vehicle needs collision repair work, just remember.
One.
The one place to go. Long Pond Auto Body. 78 Cedarfield Commons off Long Pond Road in Greece. Call 227-7300. That's 227-7300.
It's Christmas in November at the Red Osier Landmark Restaurant. Throughout November, with each $50 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate you order, you'll receive free a $20 Red Osier Landmark gift certificate, redeemable in January, February, or March 2004. Certain restrictions apply. What a great gift. Order a $50 Red Osier dinner certificate and receive a $20 gift certificate free. Call the Red Osier today to place your Christmas order toll-free, 1-888-343-6972 or redosier.com. Look for Red Osier oven-roasted beef at your favorite deli.
Right now, it's showtime in Toronto, Ontario. Disney's acclaimed musical, The Lion King, is leaving on January 4th. Don't miss your chance to witness the fantastic music, thrilling excitement, and truly amazing sets that make this a groundbreaking theater event. Or come see the smash hit Mamma Mia. Set to the unforgettable pop songs of ABBA, it's the only musical that'll get you dancing right out of your seat. What's more, for just $130, you can take a seat to one of these great shows, stay in a downtown hotel, and enjoy a three-course meal. And now, you can also go see an NBA basketball game, or get a gift voucher for designer fashions at Roots. It's all part of our Time for a Little Toronto getaway package. There really isn't a better time to visit. To book, go to timefortoronto.com or call 1-800-461-3333. Conditions apply, rooms based on double occupancy.
3-day special at AutoZone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. AutoZone has brake pads starting at just $6.99. Limit two sets this weekend only at AutoZone.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller, pushing the buttons.
And he's pushing our buttons, and we're back on Sound Bites. Before we get back to the phones, hang on if you're on the phones. Real quick, I want to talk about some stuff that goes on our website. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll was about Star Office. We're giving away copies of that, not this week, because I forgot to give you a trivia question, but we'll do it next week. We've got plenty
of
copies of this product.
Well, the show was kind of cut short, too.
Yes, it was, yes. And our friends at Serverware Corporation have given us a whole bunch of copies of Star Office. It's an office suite, word processor, spreadsheet, presentation program like PowerPoint, graphics, well, it's got a graphics program. It's got a web creation program. It's got a database. It's got everything in it, and it's we've got copies, and it works on Windows, and it works on Linux, and it works on Solaris. Really, those are the three choices on this particular CD. Normally a $70 choice, and we're giving it away. And we asked about Star Office. 280 of you voted in the poll, thanks to each and every one of you, putting it number 54 on the all-time hit list. The winner was 33% of you said, huh? Which means we did a lot of teaching about Star Office this week, which was nice.
Good.
Now, followed by Love It. Followed by I'm a Microsoft Sheep. Followed by Would Like to Try It. So, followed by Tried It, No Big Deal, and followed by 16 people who said it doesn't run on my OS. This week's poll is about virus hoaxes. We were talking, we didn't really talk about them on the show this week, but I was talking with a bunch of people. They're coming out again. They're making the rounds, you know.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
The JDBG MGR file that has a little picture of a teddy bear. You should erase that file. That's the Java Debug Manager built into Windows. Yes, it has an icon of a teddy bear. Don't delete it. The same thing with the Sulfenback, S-U-L-N-F-K, yeah. Whatever it is, file. That's used by Windows. Don't delete it. You know, basically, two things. Never take advice, never take medical advice from somebody who's claimed to fame as they were on a soap opera, and never take computer advice from somebody who learned from their cousin's brother's sister-in-law's mechanic.
Or they heard from
that
a
there
friend
might be
of a friend.
Exactly. So the question is, have you ever been taken in by a computer hoax, a virus hoax? And the choices are yes, never, and I hope not. because you might not know it. And the so far, 95 of you have voted. I'm delighted to see that. 75 of you have lied and said, I mean, 75 of you say, 79% of you said never. Followed by the honest one saying, I hope not, and the excruciatingly honest saying yes. So please vote on our poll at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like to remind you. Me to remind you. When you're done with that, go over to my website, asknick.com, and then you can talk to us about what virus hoax you did fall for. We've got 16 opinions so far. So far, I don't think any of them have anything to actually do with virus hoaxes, but that's okay.
You have a lot of problems with particular topics.
You know what? It's up to the people who write in. I don't care. I just don't care. And that's what we do on our website. So check us out. There's a whole bunch of other stuff on the website. In particular, Dave has the basic PC configuration page. There's a security tango we talked about earlier. Dave has his tips online.
I did too this
There's
week.
The Great Soundbites calendar.
Yes.
The Great Soundbites
Where
calendar.
User groups, if they want to get that posted, can contact you, and you can set them up so they can post their user groups and let folks know
what's going on. You know what you need to add? On the front page, upcoming events. Have it. Yeah, a little.
Well, I have
different.
To redesign the whole site because it's old now and it's boring me. But what is
in your free time?
In my free time, exactly.
Yeah, right.
But and our incredibly talented folks in our forums. You should check out our forums. Most of the fun stuff in sound bites happens in the forums. But our extremely talented forum
Moody's
members
clip.
Have their sound clips, movie posters, logos. I got to change that one. It's just a tiny bit over Halloween now. But we're going to go back to the phones now and talk to Brian from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I got the XP Pro, pretty new load, only about 6 months. Not too much on it, you know, all brand new stuff on the hardware side. At this point, when I'm trying to run a scan disk, I have successfully ran scan disks before. Now when I've done it the past week or so, I try to run a scan disk. You know, it says, you know, it'll run scan disk next time it starts up because, you know, it doesn't want anything running in the background or whatever.
Right.
Once that initiates, you know, you get your blue screen there, not of death, but, you know, the blue screen, and it says, don't touch a key within 10 seconds to run scan disk, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Once those 10 seconds is up, it initializes, goes through a quick 100% count, just like a pre-scan. Then it gives me the blue screen of death and restarts, and it continually cycles that until I press a button during that 10-second countdown and go into Windows again.
Have you tried doing it in safe mode?
No, I have not. Is that just F8 and then run in safe mode?
Yeah.
Theoretically, though, you know, before Windows loads should be enough.
Yeah, but XP Pro, though, you really shouldn't even have to do scan disk.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very efficient operating system because it's doing NTFS FAT. It's not like the old days with Windows, you know, 3.1 and 98 and 95 where you were still doing the old 32-bit.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't, to be honest with you, I haven't ran scan disk or defrag on my machines at home ever since I put XP on it because it's such an efficient file system that I don't worry about it.
Yeah. I think my main concern at this point is that every time I start up my computer, it's stuck in that, and I have to sit there and press that button or press any key, otherwise it'll continually cycle. You see what I'm saying? It's stuck in that scan disk initiated startup.
There is a spot in the registry.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a run once, and I think the other one is called run at start. Now, I'm not telling you you should go play around in the registry, but that's where it is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing at that point that might be able to cancel this out, so it'll just immediately just go to my startup screen.
Right.
Instead of going in and adjusting the
registry. Because it does the registry first, and until the scan finishes and then removes the registry key.
Okay.
So you'd have to actually physically, you'd have to go in and remove the registry key in order to get it to happen.
I don't want
to
mess with that, so.
Yeah,
recommend it for the
later. You might want to bring it to somebody.
Okay.
And have them do that.
Okay.
And let it be their problem.
You recommend anybody?
Yes, we have two people sitting to my immediate left.
Okay.
That's Dave Enright of Enright PC Management. And to his left, Steve Ray of the Jesse Group. And both of them do that.
Wonderful. Well, then I got those. I'll jot those down here, and I'll head over. I'll give you guys a call this week here.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our next caller, Joe from Fairport, New York. Hi, Joe. What do you know?
Oh, well, I don't know how to fix this one. I hope you guys can. I use Internet Explorer as a browser, and when I boot my system on the URL for my home page, I get a parasite URL that attaches itself in front of my home page URL. Right. When I activate my browser, then pop-ups galore surface. I'll delete it by going into the properties page for Internet Explorer and then apply it and okay, but it comes back.
Right. Have you run AdAware and SpyBot?
No, I haven't.
Well, definitely. That's where you got to be.
Yeah.
I have to run what?
Go to our website.
Okay.
Go to the on the right-hand side, Nick has put a link there. It's called Security Tango. And off of that page, once you click on that, you can download both SpyBot and AdAware. Download them, install both of them. Before you run either one of them, like on AdAware, when you start it up, there's an option there on the very first screen, check for updates. Do that. And then run the full scan on AdAware and SpyBot. Once you get that started, one of the buttons is check for updates. Do that. And then run the SpyBot after you're done running AdAware. And I guarantee you, you're going to find quite a few spyware programs that are constantly, even though you go into the Internet options and delete that, in the registry, it turns around and tells it, put it back.
I see.
So go in there and definitely run those two.
So SpyBot, AdAware, download them, install them,
and update
for updates, and then run them.
You
right.
got it.
Basic instructions are also on the Tango page.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Our next caller, Brad, somewhere on a cell phone.
How's it going? Great to hear you.
Good to hear you. Brad, are you pulled over to the side of the road now?
I'm hands-free.
That's what I like to hear.
So I got a quick question.
I
got Windows 98, second edition, Pentium 3, 1.0 megahertz processor.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to upgrade to XP. I got 383 RAM. 40 gig hard drive, and I downloaded the Windows XP Advisor for upgrading.
Yeah.
My God, you're the only one. Everyone else just throws it on.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to do that. I have no problem because I had to say it's a gateway computer, but anyway.
Yeah.
You might even want to check Gateway's site. They might have a special recommendation.
Yeah, anyway, what happened?
Well, it when I run the upgrade, or that upgrade Advisor, all of a sudden, it runs, and then by the time it gets to DVD, it'll say system DVD, and then I get the blue screen of death and
On that machine, I can tell you, forget the Advisor. Just go ahead and put the CD in for the Windows XP upgrade.
Okay.
And run it.
All right.
I've done enough of them that I can tell you the Gateway machines, 1000s, so it'll be able to handle it no problem.
Okay, and do you recommend the full version or the upgrade version?
Go.
Okay.
Unless you want to say, yeah, I would, but you just to start with a
well, yeah,
system.
If you're planning on saving all the programs that are already installed, I'd go with the upgrade. But the point behind the upgrade is if you've got problems in your machine or your registry's not 100%, some of those problems could be migrated over to the new installation.
Yeah. I've been running Norton SystemWorks. And trying to keep everything cleaned up with that and the SpyBot.
With XP, you're not going to want the system NortonWorks.
Should I uninstall that first, or will it do it itself?
No,
you should do it first.
Yeah, uninstall it, because that can cause some problems with your install.
Okay, so I don't need anything like that with XP?
Basically, what it is Norton's trying to maintain the operating system, which 98 and 95 needed, whereas XP does a good enough job by itself handling that function that it doesn't need Norton getting in there. As a matter of fact, it can cause other issues.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Doke?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you, Brad. We're going to take a quick break. Give us a call, and we'll be back. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallett, me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Rush is back.
Committed to staying the course just as he is and has always been committed to this broadcast.
Rush Limbaugh is back, and he's better than ever.
He's back!
gratitude to his stations and his advertisers who have held fast and been supportive and loyal and faithful through this.
Listen to Rush Limbaugh weekdays 2-5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Whatever you need, when you need it. No matter what you're looking for, you'll find it first. Find it fast in your new Frontier Pages. It works for you 24/7, in print and online. It's all here
in the Frontier Pages.
Whether you're planning a wedding, remodeling, retiring, looking for a great restaurant, or just a great deal, you'll find everything you need in the Frontier Pages, Rochester's only official Yellow Pages. Bookmark FrontierPages.com and put the power of the pages to work for you. For additional copies, please call 800-900-7524.
Works for you, works for me, the only one you need, Frontier Pages.
Yellow Pages.
Frontier Pages. Works for me.
Chamois, sponges, upholstery cleaner, car cover, chrome polish, car wax, electric bumper.
You'll do just about anything to protect your car. No one understands that better than your State Farm agent. That's why we insure more cars than anyone else.
We live where you live. We're a good friend who really cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
Providing insurance and financial services.
When the gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No, but right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's Diehard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. Diehard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new Diehard, America's most preferred battery.
Diehard Express. Sears. Good life. Great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Genesee Region Home Care Hospice program helped me and my family deal with my father's death. They just embraced our family and they became part of our family. It meant the world to us. My father was a wonderful man. He was a good husband, a wonderful father. I was his little girl. Hospice came in and they, you know, they gave us the medicine to keep him calm and relaxed, but we didn't know the extent of what they did for the families. They just answer all your questions and they're there for you, and that means a lot. It just helped me be able to be with my family and spend the last few days with my father. It helped to be able to have my father die in peace and not in pain. Hospice means so much to us.
If someone you love is terminally ill, Hospice of Rochester can help. To learn more, call 585-214-1400. Call Hospice today.
Wishing you a Dickens of a Christmas, if you please.
Celebrate the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol, at the return of the annual Dickens Festival at the Craft Antique Co-op in Greece, running every weekend through Christmas. The Craft Antique Co-op offers an opportunity to celebrate Dickens' message of giving in a unique and exciting atmosphere. The entrance to the co-op has been converted into an old London street of the 1840s. Chat with Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, and Tiny Tim. Look inside the many shop windows and see the toys, books, clocks, baked goods, and flowers, just as they would have been during Dickens' time. Over 170 shops, plus carolers, entertainers, and costumed vendors. Thousands of new and traditional creations of the season. Admission is free. The Dickens Festival at the Craft Antique Co-op, 3200 West Ridge Road in Greece. Call 368-0670 for more information.
You have a Dickens of a good time.
Where does Rochester turn for objective financial information? To Money and More, hosted by the Partners of the Horizon Group, every Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And this is Soundbite.
No, you're not on the board. If you sat on the board, then all the buttons would get messed up.
They would get messed up. They would.
Very messed up.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about these virus hoaxes. What they're talking about, what we're talking about here is the fact that, and give us a call, but we're here. What we're talking
about
here.
The PayPal one is, even though it's
idea.
A hoax.
We've called it a social virus in the past, which is not to be confused with a social disease.
He's taking everything and goes
to somebody
social
just
virus.
Shut up his microphone.
You think there's a virus because you get this email saying
right.
There's a virus.
And there are two ways that these come to you. One is either somebody maliciously sends you something like the PayPal virus, where it looks like a legitimate message. You go to what looks like a legitimate website. You give them their your information, and now they have all your stuff.
Yep.
But the other one is just well-meaning people who picked up on something that either got put out there accidentally or by some moronic person on purpose. See, I do have that little internal sensor when I need it.
I borrow it sometime?
Yeah. In fact, I'd gladly just give it to you. Then I'd be you. And there's a fate worse than theater. Anyway, the whole idea here is that people, well-meaning people, you know, there's millions of these things. There's the Budweiser frog screensaver virus, the Elf bowling hoax. You know, Elf bowling is has a virus in it. And what happened?
They had a new
version
of it on a cruise ship. The elves after Christmas took a vacation, went on a cruise.
Is this going to be something we can air the rest of?
No.
A screensaver. Oh,
well, it's a game. Elf bowling is Santa bowling, and the pins are elves. And they taunt him when he misses, and they moon him now and then. And then the next Elf Bowling 2 was he went on a cruise ship and where the shuffleboard.
Oh, so
there's
the shuffleboard.
Elf shuffleboard. Yeah.
Okay,
but it's always people that they get a message from someone or they heard about a new virus. And, I better send this out to everyone I know, who sends it to everyone they know, and it's usually wrong.
Right. And what's interesting about it is. You know, they think they're doing a good thing.
Yep.
You know, they think they are. And there's two levels of this. One is the urban legend thing. I mean, I'm really sick and tired of people telling me don't go to hotel rooms because you'll wake up with your kidneys gone. You know, stop and think about that. Why would somebody steal your kidneys? The probability of the thing being rejected are so high that it's useless unless they know your blood type. They've done a donor match.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All right, anyway, the point is those things are just, you know, stop and think. But the other stuff often sounds plausible, except, of course, for the one that says, you know, if you get this virus, it'll change the cathode rays, the electron guns inside your computer and melt a hole in your monitor. Most of them at least seem plausible enough that people are just sending them on because they're good Samaritans. So you really can't be angry at them, but you're just sick and tired of seeing them.
And the already overburdened email system.
Yes.
Well, exactly right. So if you don't know what if you get a hoax, we'll talk in a minute or two or five or 20 about anti-hoax sites. But first we'll go to the phone and we'll talk to Brent from Livonia. Welcome, Brent. What's your question?
Hi. I'm an Instant Messenger user. And in the profile of Instant Messenger of all my friends, there was a link that said, "Oh, look what I found."
What Instant Messenger?
AOL.
Yeah.
And it loaded onto itself a bunch of spyware programs accidentally. It basically opened up a page that self-installed all kinds of great things. I don't know if you've ever heard of things. SQWire was one.
Yeah, there's like 100 of them.
Yeah, there's like 100 of them that it added very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It also, I tracked it down to a couple of programs that it was running, at least through the processes of XP. One was BEXE, and then it opened up a bunch of different things like ComWiz and a bunch of other things. How do I get rid of all of it? Now, I've gone through and I ran a patch that I found online which removed, you know, a bunch of the stuff. I've run something called Spy Subtract. It was just something I found.
Have you tried AdAware and SpyBot?
I heard you just mentioning that a minute ago. I didn't know if that would be able to clear up everything.
Yes, go to our webpage, go to the Security Tango. The instructions are there, and you want to download, update, and run both SpyBot and AdAware.
Okay, are you familiar with this virus? style? Is there any way to protect against it through AOL?
Really, well, don't follow links that people send you in AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, but
easy solution.
You know, there comes a point where you got to take credit for what you did, and this is one of them.
Right. No, and I do. I mean, I was impressed actually with the redundancies built into it. It was in the program. I don't know if it's considered a virus or a Trojan or whatnot, but it loads on programs such as BBB.
It's spyware. It's literally what they refer to as spyware.
Now, how about removing the bars that it adds on the top?
You run those two programs, it'll get rid of the programs and get rid of the other stuff.
That'll take care of everything.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Because the spybot literally goes into the registry, and the registry is the item that's responsible for putting some of these toolbars on there or other little buttons and all this other stuff. The spybot actually gets rid of it all for
right. There's a site on the net called Snopes.com, SNOPES.com, the Urban Legends reference page. I could spend days on this site checking out all kinds of urban legends, things that everybody knows are true but in fact are not. There is a section on computers, and one of the parts of that section is computer viruses. So in terms of viruses, you should go to snopes.com/computer/virus/virus.htm. And it talks about, that's snopes.com.
He's going to put it up.
Already, yeah.
/computer/virus/virus.htm. And it's on our website now under what?
Hoax information.
Hoax information.
There's also the Computer Incident Advisory Council hoax information page.
Kayak, yes.
Hoaxbusters.kayak.org.
Yep, that's a great site. All of these are good sites, and you can go there and see them. Anything that's, for example, on the Urban Legends page, anything with a green button is a virus. Anything with a red button is a hoax. If it's not green, don't trust it.
I like the one where Kentucky Fried Chicken had to change their name to KFC because it isn't chicken anymore. It's a synthetically grown organism.
Yeah, right. There's all kinds of urban legends on this page, not just the computer stuff. So you can spend, this is the biggest time waster and most fun site, one of the most fun sites on the net. So you should check that out. But it's a nice site for getting the latest in computer virus hoaxes. So you should go there. Our next caller, Pete from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Pete. What's your question?
Hi, yes. I have a problem where I keep getting, like, one a day or two a day porn websites that I don't want anything to do with, never wanted anything to do with.
Do they come up as pop-ups or do they come up on your main page?
No, they come up in my email, and I'm scared to death. You know, my son might accidentally do it. I clicked on the remove my name.
never click on remove your name.
Yes.
That just tells them there's a real person here. I can send more stuff to them.
And they can pass your name on to other places, and literally, because if they collect enough names, they can sit there and then pass it on to, hey, another porn site and say, hey, I've got all these folks.
They
right.
They know
they've
got a live one. Basically, what you want to do is what email program are you running?
It's the new one through Jaguar. Yeah, Jaguar. So, not Internet Explorer. I use Safari. I'm trying to think of what it is. It's all
Mac-related. Outlook Express, Eudora.
It's not Outlook Express.
Apple Mail? The Apple one?
Yeah, it's probably Apple Mail. It's done through...
Turn on your junk mail filter, and it will clean all that stuff out for you.
Okay.
And that's under Preferences.
All right.
And basically, that's the you know, get a better email program that has junk mail filtering built into it.
So if you're not using Apple Mail, you should be.
Or you know, even on the PC side, don't use Outlook Express. You know,
absolutely
use something
not.
Better.
Eudora is good with SpamNix.
So the junk mail filters or spam filters built into the email program to clear all that out for you.
Yep.
And turn off your preview window. That's another one too.
Yeah, definitely turn off the preview.
So that way
window.
You can delete the message without actually seeing what's in it.
Right. We got to go. We want to thank each and every one of you who called in. Want to apologize to everybody we didn't get to. Oh, this is just a break? Nobody tells me anything anymore. I'm just the guy in front of the mic. Okay, we're going to take a break.
He's on the board.
And then apparently we're going to come back, and we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Sheldon, Mina Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Once again, this year, you have made News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester's most listened to radio station. So, Wham wants to thank you by giving you a chance to win $1,000 to $50,000. When we tell you, be the 50th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WINS. 1-866-525-9467 to win more cash. Your chance to win could happen at any time. So listen all day to News Radio 1180 WHAM.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of Open, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It helps me build my business.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Zip, zip, zip. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock. Drive in. Zip out. Fill it up, baby. And be on the way now. Don't drive yourself crazy. Head for the Diamond Shamrock. Drive in. Zip out.
Every kiss begins with K.
I remember the first big snow last year. The kids' overwhelming excitement, everyone scurrying around to bundle up and get the sleds out. When we were all set, the kids hollered for Mom, but she was nowhere to be found. Then I looked out the window, and there she was, on the ground, making the most perfect snow angel. Just seeing her giggling and acting like a kid made me fall for her all over again.
What one gift can celebrate your past, present, and future together? A 3-stone diamond necklace from Kay Jewelers would be a good start. Choose round, teardrop, or princess cut diamonds. Price from $199.99 and presented in a free photo frame gift box. With a 3-stone diamond necklace from Kay, you can be assured of two things. First, that every Kay diamond is hand-selected for exceptional beauty. And second, that she'll absolutely love it.
Even without the snow, she's still a perfect angel.
Every kiss begins with Kay.
Shop Kay Jewelers for convenient locations. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payment required.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Launched from a single office in 1986, Peter Parts Electronics has grown into a world leader in the electronics industry, supplying American manufacturers with high-quality components from 41 offices throughout the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Hi, this is Peter, and here are three great thoughts. Walter Pagot said, "A great pleasure in life is doing what other people say is impossible or you certainly cannot do." Charles Gibbons said, "Achieve success in any area of life by identifying the optimum strategies and repeating them until they become habits." And Audrey Hepburn said, "Remember, if you ever need a helping hand, you'll find one at the end of your own arm. As you grow older, you'll discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others."
Peter Parts Electronics, a worldwide firm based in Ontario, New York.
Saturday night, the Amerks play a rare Saturday night home game against the Toronto Roadrunners. Coverage of Amerks hockey begins at 7:05 Saturday on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enrich.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
Yep, and we don't have a lot of time left for calls, but I do want to say a couple of things. If you are interested in any of the things we've talked about today, you can go to our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis wants me to remind you of that. If you scroll down on the right, you'll see some links. One is called, "I heard a website on your show." And eventually, I finally had to put in parentheses, "the weekly links." So if you just look for the weekly links, you'll find it.
Plus, I've had a number of folks asking where to donate computers. We also have a link to that on our webpage. If they scroll down a little bit,
right,
and they'll find that, because I'm getting more and more folks that are getting new computers wanting to
learn
to
scroll down. But at any rate, on that page, you'll see Tweaks, which is misspelled, for Windows XP, and two sets of hoax information. We're done for another week. I want to apologize for all the confusion and everything else. We want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Craig Schellert for all the great work they've done. Thanks to everybody who called in.
I think we're on again late next week.
We're on at 4 o'clock again next week. For all the folks here, I'm Nick Francesco for Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.